This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What it is, welcome to Tyrus and Timph. I'm, of course, Tyrus, and my co-captain, Timph.
Hey, hey. How's it going?
It's going. Devin's missing.
Yep.
Got a random group text saying that she was in my neck of the woods, but now that I think about it, was it your neck of the woods? Because we were both involved.
Yeah, it was a group tech. Well, no, I think she said it was your. She was in your neck of the woods.
Was it my neck of the woods? Right, yeah. And I gave some advice. I said behave, and then she's disappeared. And basically, it was a no call, no show today, Kat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do we do? I mean, yeah, it's obviously a write up. You know, Catherine's not cleared yet, so she's not allowed to talk. Jason never talks. So, I mean, I guess we'll handle it, right? I mean,
we will.
Not like we don't have enough going on this week.
Well, I'm really excited to talk about one of these stories, which we were going to talk about last week. 129 ways to get a husband, according to a 1958 article.
Yeah, but you already got one.
I know, but I got this list in front of me. And I don't know, man. It must be a different world because these are pretty crazy.
Let's rattle them off.
There's so many of them, but here's one that's really sticking out to me right now. Learn how to bake tasty apple pies. Bring one into the office and let eligible bachelors taste it.
That is great. That is, oh my God, that is phenomenal because here's the deal. First of all, apple pies, delicious. Let's not short that, okay?
It is good.
Second, you walk in from you're in the office, you walk into the break room to get a water and to get away from your annoying boss, and there's the sweet smell of apple pie, and then there's a piece for you that you weren't expecting, and then you bite into it, and it's heaven. And then there's your coworker, I'm assuming, with an apron on, since she's handing out apple pies. And you're like, wow, this is amazing. This is so good. I can't believe you did this. And then she just casually says, well, there's more where that came from.
Some of these are dangerous, though.
Yeah, that's literally laced with harassment. You know what?
Damn one it. Of them is, one of them is get a sunburn.
Get a sunburn.
Yeah, okay. Like... What guy's like, yeah, I didn't know if I was interested. Then I saw she was completely burnt red and blistered. And another one is stink.
You know what? You know what, though? Kat, again, that's good. Because it's like, yo, she's an outdoors woman. She's always outside. She's not on her phone all the time. She's not locked up on her bike in a closet with a cat. You know, like, she's out.
I know. Oh, what about this one? That's... Sink at a fashionable beach of high noon.
Oh, wow.
Like drown?
Lady in distress. Yeah, because this all builds guys' egos. Because it's like, yo, you remember when I saved you at the beach? And then, like, and then next thing you know, we're married. Like, it's because once you save somebody.
I know what you're saying, but the drowning one could backfire because what if he doesn't see you or, like, what if he does see you and he's not a good swimmer and he doesn't try? So, like, you have one of two options. You have one of two options. Number one, either you got to save yourself and then everyone's going to know you are faking drowning to try and get a man, or you drown and die.
Well, or you just stand up in the shallow water because you preferably do the drowning in the shallow water and it's the beach. So here's why this works. Damn undertow got me. Thank God I got out of it. So there's your out. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only thing I could see be wrong is if, like, five or six women read the same story. And went
yeah,
to the same
yeah.
Beach. That
yeah,
might be exactly. An issue. We're like, yo, sister, go drown over there. I'm working this side of the beach. You know? But, like, that is such, like, this is brilliant because as a man, every one of these, I'm like, oh my God, I would be so hooked. I would be hooked. Be like, why are you with her? Bro, I saved her life. Like, you know what I'm saying? She makes apple pie. She gets sunburns because she's outdoors all day.
Okay, what about this one?
Like, a tear would drop from my eye.
What about this one? Stumble when you walk into a room he's in. Well, I've definitely done that, but...
Yeah, I don't. Well, because then he catches you and goes, oh, you okay? Oh, thank you. And it starts conversation. The other side of it is, oh, she's drunk. I'll make my
right.
move. You don't want that guy. You don't want that guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or it also could be like, look at her. She's drunk in the middle of the day. I'm not talking to her. So, you know, that one's kind of faded out with time.
I hate this one. Laugh at his jokes. Nope. If it's not funny, don't
okay.
laugh.
Okay.
We got all these men walking around all over the place thinking they're funny, but really they're not. Like Cam, until Cam met me, Cam thought he was funny.
Right.
I'm like, Cam,
I've been funny.
I love him. I'm marrying him, but he is the least funny man who has ever existed on the planet. And I'm people would laugh at your jokes. It's because they wanted to bang you, Cam. You're not funny. Oh, hey, Cam.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I would prefer a manufactured laugh opposed to when they get used to me. Like, Ingrid is so used to me. Unless I say something ridiculous or fall or be embarrassed or screw up something, she doesn't laugh. So I would appreciate, even though you know my stick and you can finish my sentences when I say something, an occasional reference to the fact that most of America thinks I'm funny. It would be nice if, you know, just every once in a while, a little canned laughter never hurt anybody. But that's another one, though, because here's the thing. If you think he's funny and he's like, wow, you get me because no one else laughs at my jokes. You know, it's again, that's how they like, we're like, men are like little light bugs, you know, little, they got the little lights on their butts and we're flying in the air and we just want to get noticed. And then there's this little bug going, I got apple pie. You're funny. We're outdoors and come save me because I can't swim. We're going to fly to that little spider web every time.
I just don't do it. We were out to dinner doing some outdoor dining the other week, and there was this woman who was on like a date. It was, I don't know if it was first, second, it was different early in the game, and she like was wearing expensive clothes. She clearly was like successful, good looking, and he was making awful jokes, and she was laughing like it was the funniest thing she ever heard. I wanted to be like, stop it. You're better than that. You're better than that.
You know what? Maybe
he's going to keep living his life thinking he's funny like Cam did.
Maybe it's late. Maybe it's late in the egg game. Maybe she's on the wrong side of 30 and she's got to get this party moving. Because here's the thing. This is all in the beginning. And once they're in the web, once the I do's are done, all that it's out the window. She ain't drowning at the beach anymore. She's telling you to watch the kids. She's going to float on the raft. Bye. Holler. You want apple pie? Make your own damn pie. I got stuff to do. I'm working on, I got a blog this week. Like, all that's just to get us in the game. It's literally like the Roach Motel. We go in, we think it looks great. Oh, we can't get out without a lawyer and significant loss of wealth. So it's just a setup. It's, you know what? They always talk about women don't like fishing and stuff. Women are tremendous fishermen because everything on that list, Kat, is bait.
What about this one? What about this one? Practice your drinking with your women friends first.
Good idea.
That is a bad idea.
That is phenomenal.
I think that's a good idea too.
That is the greatest idea I've ever heard. My God, because then we don't have to go through. Yep, that's. Yeah, she's with me.
Reduces the chance he'll puke in front of him. All right, what about this one?
Not to mention, Kat, forget the puking. I can deal with the puking. It's the rambunctious, ridiculous drunk that's got something to say about everything. You know, like the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin. Who are you calling? I'd be like, what? I'm paid. My husband's 6'8". He'll kick your ass. Say something. Right, honey? kick his ass. No, dear, I really don't want to kick the waiter.
Ah!
He really did. No.
Ah!
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, everybody. Let's do this. Do it. Beat him up. I never loved you anyway. Get the car. Don't look at me. Like, really, that the girls should.
I think this one's bad, though. Stand in the corner and cry softly. Chances are he'll come over and ask what's wrong.
This is the greatest list ever. Please continue, Kathy.
I know. I'm going to keep going. All right. Listen to this one. Tell him or take good care of your health. Men don't like girls who are ill.
You know what? That, again, phenomenal advice. You know, keep your dentist appointments up. You know, healthy. Keep the coughs to a minimum. You know what I'm saying? But I think that goes across the board. I think that's on both sides. I don't think women generally go looking for someone who's always coughing and has a runny nose. you got to take care of yourself a little bit. So, but that's, again, that's phenomenal advice. This, the 50s had their stuff together, man, as far as like courtship.
This one I agree with.
Oh.
Talk to his father about business and agree taxes are too high.
I guess I'll take you for your word because, as you know, I've never had a father. So, talk to
his father. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taxes. Dads hate taxes.
Opposed to moms, and who, of course, wouldn't know anything about taxes. They would at the in the 50s, right? Because I guess that was the mindset back then. If you said taxes to her, she would have said, I really should talk to my husband about those things. Could you imagine that? I can't see the Timp doing that.
On the first date, tell him you're not thinking about being married.
No, that's bad advice. Because he's thinking, oh, so you just want to hook up? That's going to change his whole mindset. That one is bad advice. I think that's where modern day, I'm not even thinking about getting married, where the guy would be like, cool, I'm not either. So let's do this, you know? And then you end up.
Oh, my gosh. This one's great, Tyrus. You'll like this one. Bribe a Ferris wheel operator to get you stuck at the top of a Ferris wheel.
Yes, this is great. Oh, this is amazing because you're going to learn a lot about each other on that Ferris wheel. Oh, that seems to me like a guy move, right? Because in every movie I've ever seen, it's always the guy who does that, pays the, you know, does the fake drowning and like all the, like, and we look, when men do it, it's like punk stuff, you know, like, wow, what a jerk, or what a liar, what a bad dude. How shady is that? But when a woman does, it's like, oh, it's brilliant. This is a good list.
Oh, this one's very creative. Paint your name and number on a roof and write, give me a buzz, pilots.
Oh, that is really good. That's how you know he's got a job. How did you get
right.
Flying at 32,000 feet and couldn't help but notice it. Had to circle back. Boy, Delta was miffed at me, but gee willikers, by golly, I had to get those digits. Care to go out for a nice fruit punch? Like, that's how it was back then. Like, leave your number on the roof. Opposed to someone who typically would do that for help. Like, if you're on an island or something. This is great. Let's see if we can make one up. Based off the information that we have, Kat, can you make one up?
Pretend you lost your dog and go out looking for your dog, but then you find your dog.
How do we put the dog at a, you have to have a really good dog.
Yeah.
Like when you say stay, he stays.
For
and then you can go on
hours.
For hours. Like he just won't move. And then you find him. Or you need an accomplice.
Get hit by a car.
Okay, you get
hit by a car, yeah. That way, get hit by his car. So he'll feel right. So bad, he'll have to take care of you.
Like stalk him.
You get hit by a car, his car.
Disguise yourself as a man and become his best friend. And then reveal to him that you're really a woman at the end.
No, don't reveal to him. Become his best friend, figure out what he likes, and then bump into him as the woman. Of yourself.
Well, every woman, every movie.
Every great relationship begins with a lie.
Right. So, like, just because he can't be mad at you because you can say, well, I identified as your bro, but then, you know, things change. Because in all the movies I saw where girls pretend to be guys, the dude ends up, like, falling for him at the end. And even when they find out they don't care because they miss their best friend. So that will be a good one. Pretend to be his physician and tell him he only has 3 months to live, save his life. Like on the second day, be like, I put together this concoction. This might help. Let me give it a try. I can lose my license for this. I can never practice medicine again, but damn it, your life's worth it to me. You can pull it off. You know, you get Dr. Drew to like leave you text messages like, Dr. Timpf, I need to talk to you about that life-saving drug you used on your friend. You've been
or say that you have 3 months to live.
Yeah, but we can kind of be like, well, I'll have a good 2 months with her, and then the third month I'll get ghosts, so I don't have to go through the death part. Well, there's the old, no, that one you already got to date him before you pretend to be pregnant.
I was just going to say, pretend you're pregnant. I was literally just going to say, just pretend you're pregnant. I really think the best way to get a husband is getting hit by his car.
I think that as long as he's backing up, like you want to stalk him if you're going to stalk. Not that Tyrus and Tim ever condone. We do not. But if you are stalking for true love, even so, we still do not condone stalking. If you're going to stalk and attempts to get hit by him, make sure he's reversing out of a parking lot, because that's you could just smack the side with your hand, you know, and avoid actually him running you over.
Figure out his commute. If you're in a city, you take the subway. Maybe you're accidentally on the same subway reading a book that is his favorite book, but you had no idea.
Yeah, you got to do some serious, and there's got to be some intel. You got to look up his Wikipedia page, you know, see on the gram, what's he got on the gram, and just like keep running into him. Oh my God, we keep running into him. I'm sorry, were you here yesterday at Starbucks? Oh yeah, this is my routine. Because I have a routine, you know, like I'm not a hard person to find if you're going to assassinate me or stalk. Like, I pretty much have a pretty standard routine.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is there anything in there for, like, more extreme? Is there anything, like, down to the nitty-gritty? Like, if all else fails, like, what do you think their nuclear button is? Nuclear plan to get a husband?
Oh, this is funny. Look in the census reports for the places with the most single men.
Nice, because that's honest. Guys always do. You get that good old census report.
Sit on a park bench and feed the pigeons.
See, that's timed out, because now... Yeah. People just don't feed the pigeons. They talk to them. So, you know, they're going to think you're the bird lady and keep moving. So that one, unfortunately, I don't think stands the test of time.
Go to all school reunions. There may be widowers there.
That's the nuclear button.
This one says, look at the obituaries for recent widowers. And I got that. But like, then what do? Write a letter. Hey, saw your wife dead. Sorry, she's dead. You want to bang? Like, eh?
No, you. That's when you go in your stalking mode. Since you went so far to see the morning, and you run into them at their supermarket.
Oh, look at this one. Learn to paint. Set up an easel outside of an engineering school.
Oh, nice. And just paint. Because it doesn't matter if it's a stick figure. They just see this young artist who will totally get them. So basically, back in the 50s, it was all about the career. He had to have a good job. And how you get a pilot is you put your phone number on your roof. And how you get an engineer is you paint pictures outside of his building. A doctor, I'm assuming you...
Oh, get accidentally have your purse fly open, scattering the contents across the street. That wouldn't work for me because you'd just be like, man, you vape a lot.
Yeah, you know. The idea is the damsel in distress, and then the guy helps you, and then you make eye contact while he helps you pick your stuff up. The problem is if there's another guy walking up and goes, oh, I'll help you, and you're like, no, sir, I wanted that gentleman right there that I've been following for 10 hours to help me. So you'll learn a lot about, these are all good ways to learn a lot about your male spouse or future spouse, or the type of person he is, because you are now seeing what he would do without knowing you. And that's kind of like who he really is. So if he does like help you up, or if he looks and points and laughs at you, oh man, you wiped out that babe. You broke your babe, loser. That's pretty much who he is. You know what I'm saying? And you can't cover that up with a really good profile pic with filters on the gram. You know what I'm saying? So these are all really good ways to find out what type of guy you're tricking into marrying you. You know, we kind of had a little bit of a weird thing this week on the Greg Gutfeld Show, which you can catch Saturdays.
Saturday nights, 10 p.m., only on Fox News Channel.
So, Kat, we did our show, and our show continues to be number one, and we're killing it, even though we're still technically guests. And yeah. I think we should start a petition. I think it needs to be the Greg Gutfeld Show with Tim Pantaris. I think that we need, or at least a little TNT, you know, something. You know what I'm saying? Especially when, we did that thing where I pretended to be like I was Joe. I did a Joe Biden speech. Like that's how I battled back. I did the come on man thing. And then I asked you to ask me the question. And then I just come on you before you could finish your question. Well, it's like 6 minutes after the show, the president tweeted our bit. And I was like, at first I was like, oh wow, like that's cool. The president of the United States tweeted our comedy gig, right? Our sketch. I mean, that's pretty cool, right? But then it like dawned on me, how the hell did he get it? Because it wasn't a retweet.
Yeah.
Nary a time do we ever, they never give us clips of the show. Like, here, Kat, here's a clip for your social media of your really funny rant. Or here, Tyrus, you know, like I'll get fans that will send me clips and I'll post them. So we had like 1 million views on Twitter or something like that, some crazy number. It was great for the show. But like, I just couldn't let go of the fact that like, was the Secret Service or the FBI used to get our clip that fast? So
yeah, that's a good question. Cause it was really, really fast.
Like last, I like that, get it for me. And then, yeah, I'll make a call. You know, and then the FBI then called Fox and then we need the tape from your show tonight. And then they cut it and paste it exactly 1 minute. Like it was done. But then you think about like, wow, that much effort was made of a joke. It's kind of like, it's humbling and scary at the same time. Like that's how quick they can get all your stuff. Like that quick, one phone call. Like what? Like that. Is that, as a libertarian, does that worry you at all that if you do something funny, they can take it from you in seconds? Like I heard a Big Brother's watching, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about.
Like it didn't cross your mind at all, did it?
No, I did. It didn't.
Our joke was hijacked by the president of the United States. It wasn't a retweet. And I'm like, shouldn't he have been like, hey, that was funny. Can I have that, guys? Or is it because, hey, I'm the president, it's mine anyway? Like it's kind of like it's don't get me wrong, it's a great honor for the president of the United States to recognize anything you do, any president. Like that's cool. But at the same time though, don't you think there should be an ask? What do
it's
they
just
do
to crazy you? To think about.
We do one more of your list. Cause
okay,
I really
let
feel
me look
like
at the list.
Let's do one more from the list.
That's a good way to do it. All right. Carry a hat box with you everywhere.
Oh my God, I would be so happy.
Why?
Because I wear a hat all the time. Have you ever seen me without a hat on? You know how nice it would be for someone just to have a hat box? So like, here, you can place your hat here. Like, wow, thank you, it was so thoughtful. Like, I need a copy of this list and I need to send it to my other half because I need some of these things. I'm going to try to see if I can get any of these things done on the list. Probably not going to work out well in my favor, but I'm going to try.
I learned a lot today.
Yeah. I learned that like, it was okay in the 50s for women to be kind of facts.
Yeah.
and that has morphed into men trying to get women now with the same means and everyone just thinks they're straight up bags. Like, you did what? You pretended to drown so Cat Timp could save you to go on a date with you? Bruh, you're a bag. Like, no one's going to, like, high-five him for that.
I wonder if anyone ever did this kind of stuff. Anybody, let us know if you've ever done anything whack.
Let us know if you ever. That's a great idea. Like, we will do a special, and we'd like to interview any women from who were dating in the 50s or 60s that used any of these ploys to get a husband. We would love to hear how your story turned out. Maybe check with your parent. See if back in the day, when the temps got together, if there was any trickery or anything like that, I'd be interested to find out. I'm sure someone's gonna tell us.
Oh yeah.
Maybe we should ask Greg. He's old. Or like Lou Dobbs.
Yeah, we should ask Lou Dobbs.
Like, or who else can we ask? Oh, Judge Jeanine. Back in the day, did she ever use any of these tricks? Did she put her phone number on the roof of her house saying, hey, pilots? So we're going to continue this. We're going to investigate this. I can't guarantee it'll be next week because who knows how long it takes for us to read our fan mail. We're still working on stuff from, like, the first year. So we'll get back to you. But for more podcasts like this, I don't know why I say that. Mm-hmm. You can check us out at Tyrus and Tim. Sorry, I'm just, for those of you who want to know, we were able to put a dog asleep.
He's always asleep.
Feed out the soothing words of Tyrus and Tim. You can check that out at Fox News Podcast Radio.
Fox News Podcast.com.
There we go. She's Tim. I'm Tyrus. We don't know where the hell Devin is. Enough said.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.